All right, family, this very particular morning, like I said to you all, we're going to be looking into the concept of the Jabez Prayer in the book of First Chronicles chapter 4. And so it's becoming it was heavy for me as a person this morning in terms of for us to just pray that very particular scripture and to make sure that we get to see how we make that very particular reality happen. And so let's get into the scripture and let's see what the book is saying to us this morning concerning the Jabez encounter. The Bible says in the book of First Chronicles chapter 4, I'm going to be reading from the AMPC version, the Amplified Classic Edition. And we're going to be doing a bit of a prayer this morning, but this time we're going to be bringing it to ourselves. I know for a couple of days we'll be praying for Africa, and I'm also on Saturday, which is next week Saturday, we are still going to be enforcing that very particular prayer reality also. So please, I encourage you on that Saturday, make sure that you are there. Bring your loved ones, bring your family, bring everyone. Let's just have a God moment. If you ask me how the event is going to go, I promise you I'm going to tell you God is going to take over. That's my biggest prayer. Lord, let it not be according to the plan of men. The Bible says many are the ways of man. They say, but the Lord is the one who directs their path. And sometimes when we put our mindset as to how something needs to go, we end up taking God's path in it away. So I am going into this very particular walk, literally understanding that God just have your way. Even myself to being the conductor that is calling people together. I'm not a driver. The Holy Spirit is the driver of this very particular work. But just as a conductor, sometimes I don't know how the passenger is going to come. I just have those shouts. I don't know for those of you who understand that system. In my country, we have a system where there's a driver, then there's a conductor who is calling people to come into that very particular combi or bus. So the driver is the Holy Spirit. I'm just a conductor calling people. And my faith is just to call. And I'm trusting that as I'm calling, God is touching your heart for you to be on that very particular day. And I think I remember, maybe this is going to ruffle some certain people, and it's okay. I remember I was talking to a particular man yesterday that we want to use for the sound on that day. And I was saying to him, I think I don't know how our conversation gets into, but something that was very paramount in that conversation was how us all foreigners, in quote, I don't like using the word foreigners, but it's a popular word that is out there. And I was saying to him, I said, every one of us as foreigners or as Africans in this country, we all are complaining that the system is not favoring us, or maybe things are happening. I said, but as much as, yes, we are dipping ourselves into the economy of the country and stuff, my question to him that I asked him, I said, let's literally leave being a pastor, being a man of God, being whatever, what contribution have we put into the ground? And I said to him, I said, the contribution that we have put into the ground, can it be equated to the expectation of the harvest that we are crying in our mind? Because, and I said something to him, I said, let's be honest, when you get blessed of the resources that you are trusting God from the land of South Africa, I said, chances are you may take that very particular resources and go back home to go and build yourself that side. I said, but why are you not investing that same energy in the land? You cannot be expecting to reap and harvest from a particular country or a particular ground without you planting a seed. And that is one of the things that is heavy for me for this AfriOne prayer rally. And I'm calling on us all Africans, for lack of a better word, us all foreigners. I'm calling on us, please. You see, I feel like crying. And if you're watching me, you can share this very particular broadcast. It's okay. I feel like crying because for the longest of time, I've seen how the system of South Africa, my 15 years been in this country, how it has shifted. Keep shifting, and all of that thing in terms of the goalpost. But let's be honest, even with the goalpost keep shifting, if we as the Africans in South Africa have really contributed to the economic development of this very particular country, and we are active participants, I understand that we pray, we fast, we do all of that. That is good. But in terms of the social economic, what you call investment back into the land, have we been doing that? As much as yes, we're trusting God of the members in our church for them to give us tithe and offering, this is me now talking about as a pastor. What have you done deliberately? It's a question that I ask. What have you done deliberately? And sometimes, as much as I don't believe in anger and bitterness and hatred coming from especially us, man of God, one of the questions which I ask is this, that we shouldn't then be angry when the locals are angry about us. Because sometimes they feel as if we came to fight with their resources and take it, but yet the equivalent of the investment back into the land, we don't. And it's quite painful. And this is why AfriOne Prayer Rally is called for, so that for the first time for many of us, we can just be genuinely just be calm and say, okay. Because the truth is, South Africans only have South Africa. We, the foreigners in this country, if something will go wrong in this country, I promise you, the chances are we will relocate. It's very high. But if we relocate without us understanding that this nation is ours. Yesterday, I was sitting with a couple of some elders, and I said this to them. I said, my pain is the fact that I only have South Africa. I have Africa as a continent. That's all. And the way I so have South Africa, I would do everything within my possible best for me to see that this country is blessed, that this country economic is growing. And if all I can do, especially with the election that is coming, is to attach my prayer to it, then that's it. Because at the moment, I'll be very honest, I don't have the capacity for me to vote. I don't. My wife will go and vote. She's South African stuff. But I don't. But if I have to back it up with prayer, and also encouraging you to come on the 25th of May, and also to come on the 20, to go and vote on the 29th of May, please do that. That's all I can do. But even with that being said, us all Africans, please, I'm begging you. I am begging you. While you are sitting in your private place complaining that South Africa is not favoring you, complaining that the economy is hard, complaining that the people don't like you, complaining all the complaints you know that you have been complaining, please, I beg you, on that day, May 25th, 8 a.m. in the morning, it's a one-day sacrifice you can do for crying out loud for the rest of your life in this country. I'm begging you, foreigners, please come out. That's all I'm saying. I'm begging you, please come out. Come out. Before you begin to harvest crops, can we plant seed on the ground? Let's plant. We cannot expect South African to plant and we just come on to come and harvest. And yet we have the audacity to tell the people that they are wicked. No, now. You know, sometimes when you do some certain works with this thing, your mindset begins to change about some certain reality. No, please. I beg you. I'm begging you, because this is me saying this, any foreigners who is at home and you are a Christian and you refuse to come out on the 25th of May, I'm sorry, you are wicked. I'm very sorry. You are wicked. Your intention for this country is wrong. It's wrong. We have all been calling. We have been shouting 25th of May, uncle. I bet you, if you're a foreigner, don't sit at home. The only time you can come and say, you leave your own greed and say, we are praying for the land. The Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, pray for the prosperity of the land where you are, so that when the prosperity begins to grow, you can be a partaker. If you refuse to pray, and you want to partake of something that you did not pray about, you did not see that about, you are a criminal. I'm sorry. Your armed robber is like entering into somebody's house. You are putting gun on their forehead on the property that is not even yours. Please, I beg you, on the 25th of May. As much as South Africans are going to come, I'm using myself as one of the foreigners. I'm calling you, please, I beg you, don't sit at home. It's the only investment we can do to put on the ground that day. Let's stop complaining. Let's stop being at the back of the circle and we're all shouting, yeah, South African is bad. South African is doing this. South Africa, you keep prophesying all of that very particular thing and you think that you are going to reap the harvest of it. I don't know why I'm going this direction. Maybe because I've seen how somehow majority of us Africans in this country, or foreigners in this country, somehow after I sat down and I thought about it, we are a bit unfair. We are biased. Our thought is a bit wicked. You did not plant any seed in the country, but you want to harvest. You think it is fair. It's like somebody coming to your house and all of a sudden they didn't ask you and they are taking your fridge. And yet you did not put any ice inside the fridge for you to take. Really, really. Really, man of God, I celebrate you. So please, and please, Apostle Samson Sula, I celebrate you. That's one of the top men of God that God will be using on that day. I celebrate you. So please, I'm calling on you. For those of you listening to me on the audio side, I also beg you, come. With that being said, let's look at the Jabez prayer this morning. And then we're going to make that prayer in the next couple of minutes and I'll be out of your face. And please, in case of the statement I said wrong, some of you who are foreigners, please, I beg you, tamper judgment with mercy. The passion sometimes that we carry about this very particular work we do can also drive us into some certain things that we may end up committing errors. We are humans. And so because of that, I'm apologizing. But with that being said, please, I'm begging you still. 25th of May, don't sit at home. if you are living in Gauteng, don't sit at home. If you have the resources to fly from whatever provinces you are, come into Joburg. Come to Joburg. Let's trust God. Come to Joburg. Come to Joburg. I beg you, come to Joburg. Pretoria, to be precise, if I'm not mistaken, Pretoria. With that being said this morning, let's look at what the scripture is saying. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible says, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou you will bless me and enlarge my borders. And this is the Amplified rendition. He says, enlarge my borders that your hand might be with me. He says, and you would keep me from evil so it might not hurt me. And God granted him the request. I'm going to read it again one more time. It says, Jabez cried out. You know, sometimes we as believers, we've been taught that if we want to come before God, we shouldn't come with our emotions and stuff and all of that. But the Bible says, yeah, he cried, which means there was a pain in him. He cried. He cried because he couldn't understand why I'm walking like an elephant and eating like an ant. He cried because he's wondering, I have all the gift and talent, and yet my gift, I don't find an expression. He cried because he understands that I can do better, but with what I'm having as a provision, it's not enough for me to be able to do better. He cried because he understands that there are people whereby they have the capacity for them to help, but all of a sudden they decide to close their doors because they couldn't understand what he was doing. The Bible says, and Jabez cried. He cried. He cried because he understand that, yes, God, I'm calling on you, but it looks as if this fruitfulness business is not working. I've tried for me to understand how to multiply, but it's not coming together. I have tried for me to replenish or probably to fill the earth, but yet all of that, the Bible says, and Jabez cried. Remember that Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 was a blessing that God blessed man, not just the born-again Christians. The Bible says, and God blessed man. So that's why you will see unbelievers will prosper, even though despite the fact that they don't confess your faith. The Bible says, he blessed man. He blessed man. It says, he cried to the God of Israel, which means there was a God that he knows that can bail him out that he cried to. He didn't cry to his ancestors. He didn't cry to the community idols that is there. He cried to the God of Israel. Why? Because there is a certain knowledge of what he has seen that the God of Israel can do. You and I understand he's called the monarch of the universe. He's known as the King of Kings, the uncreated, created God. He wasn't created, but yet he creates all things. The one that sustains all things in his hand, and yet nothing is moving. As much as, yes, they are complaining about the atmosphere shifting and the ecosystem and stuff, yet God is not panicking. That's the God that he cried to, that you and I are going to cry to this morning. He says, oh, saying that you will bless me. What does the blessing there mean? It's what I've just said now, that you will bless me. When God was blessing man, God said in the word of the blessing, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. And he's looking at his life, all of this is not happening. And God blessed him. There are many of us, literally, we are sitting at the winter season of our life. I'm using South African weather condition at the moment. Winter season. Winter season. And it's a bit hard. Lord, bless me. Bless me. Bless me. He now says, enlarge my borders. Most rendition says, enlarge my territory. Some rendition says, enlarge my property. Some rendition says, enlarge the capacity that I carry on the inside. Whichever one, he is crying for enlargement. The reason why he's crying for enlargement, for me, what I believe is the fact that he understands I can do more. There is more to me that I can do than what I'm currently experiencing. And there are many of us, I can be loved. I can give my heart to a man, to a woman, but how come I can't find it? Enlarge my borders. Because some of you, your borders are literally not just about a property, but Lord, I am one. I need to become two. For some of you, you are two. You need to become four, three, seven, whatever. Enlarge my borders. He knows that the capacity is already on his inside. But how come the thing is not coming out? Lord, okay, at this moment, enlarge. He now says that your hand might be with me. Indirectly, let it be a signature that this is the hand of God. And the fourth prayer, he says that you will keep me from evil. There are evil out there. We've been praying from what you call, I think I'm mistaken now, from day 14 down to today, which is day 9. ability to undo the evil plan of the devil for this very particular country. The devil is 24 hours working. While we're sleeping, that guy is working. He says, so that it might not hurt me. There are many of us, because of the challenges and trouble that we have gone, our heart has been snared. There is a bit of hurt and bitterness that is sitting in our inside, so that it might not hurt me. And the Bible says there, and God granted his request. We're going to be praying this morning and trusting God with an understanding first that he is the rewarder of all who diligently seek him. What does the diligently mean? It's ability for you to be consistently put in your heart that only God can do this. Only. Jabez knew that only God can do it. That's why he went to the God of Israel. Which God do you know? The gods of your father? The gods of what your pastor says to you? The gods of what you see other pastors and bishops are calling? Or you have a God that you know? The monarch of the universe, the one I call the God of the rested life, the one I know that he is the only one who will come in the midst of my storm and say, peace be still. And yet he's not going to be afraid that I created the storm. The God who I know that he will stretch his hand wherever he is to pull me out of the mess in which I am, because he knows that he loves me beyond my fault. Says, and Jabez cried to the God. If you notice all of these very particular five prayer points that Jabez bring out here. Number one, he says, God bless me. Number two, he says, God enlarge my territory. Number three, he says, let your hand be upon me. Number four, he says, keep me from evil. Number five, he says, so that the evil will not find expression into his soul that will begin to cause pain. All of the five was all one thing, divine intervention. Lord, I need a divine intervention. At this level, I have tried all my intelligence. It's not working. Divine intervention. For example, for me, I'm looking at the AfriOne prayer rally coming up literally in 9 days from today. Next week, Friday, by this time, I'm having probably 1 day to go for the event to happen. You don't understand the bills that is on my table. And so if I'm saying let's pray this prayer, I know I'm saying let's pray this prayer. Even me sitting here, I also need the hand of God. I need a divine intervention too, to find a way of just coming and intercepting the program. Divine intervention between now and on the 25th of May. Divine intervention on that very particular day, and divine realities after that day as touching the matters of South Africa. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. Let's just begin to open our mouth and let's begin to appreciate God. Within the next 20, 30 minutes that I have left, by God's grace, by 6, I'll be done. I want to encourage you wherever you are. As you open your mouth to begin to appreciate God, please, while we begin to go on prayer, I want you to have this understanding. Hear me. Your emotions also matters to God. God cannot be looking at you and saying that, why are you emotional about this? He gave you emotions for a reason. I am at a space in my life whereby I'm beginning to use everything that God gives me for me to be able to find expression in his presence. If he gives me tears, I'm going to cry. If he gives me feelings, I'm going to have it. Everything. I'm not going to exempt anything as long as it comes to my father. And religion has taught us that we need to come prepared, come composed. I remember I was talking to a particular guy who was, he was part of a team that is trying to do some renovation work around my space. And I was saying to him, I said, no, I'd like you to come to Christ. I'd like you to work with God. And look at what he said to me. It was very interesting. He said, no, let me go and be perfect. The way I am looking and the way my mind is, I can't serve God. And I laugh. I said, no, you are okay. And when I said that, I remember he was busy mixing something on the floor. When I said, you are okay, he stood up and he looked at me. Then he put his head. Then he went back again to the word. And then he raised it up again. He said, like, you mean I'm okay like this? I said, yes, you are okay. He's like, ish. I, pastor, we will talk about this. But because we've always been telling people that the only way you can be able to access God is come perfect. He knows that we are. Imagine God knew that the world, for lack of a better word, has compromised. Sin has entered into that. But that doesn't stop him from him coming to save us with Christ. So he knew. Does that mean that you have to remain in sin that grace may abound? No. The Bible says, God forbid. But he still knows that he gave you all of that component in your life to make do with the realities that needs to happen in your life. He knows. He knows that you need fear to be part of what would help empower your discerning spirit. He knows that you will need wisdom. He knows that you will need the ability for you to get into emotional, That is why he says the spirit of sound mind has been given to us to deal with the fears and all of that very particular. He knows. So please, as we're about to go pray this morning, within the next couple of minutes we have left, carry all of that and bring it on the table. Your fears, your pain, your anger, your bitterness, your worry. Lord, I don't understand what is happening. Blah, all of it. The Bible says, and Jabez. You know, when I read this very particular scripture, it's quite interesting. The Bible says, we didn't hear Jabez praise the Lord. It said, and Jabez cried to the Lord. Jabez cried. The first thing he did was to cry. Ah, Lord, why me? And the Bible says, and God still answered. We don't preach this part of Jabez. He cried to the Lord. The woman, I remember a story of a woman who her only child, because her husband is dead, and she was about leaving the gates to go bury her son. She was not in a prayer and fasting mood. And the Bible says, and the Lord intercepted the program. And that's what we're trusting God this morning. For all of these five things we're going to pray about, one of the things, like I said, is the fact that it all encapsulates into one statement. Lord, the divine intervention. Open your mouth and let's begin to appreciate God this morning. Let's thank him because indeed that he's a good God. Let's call him the name that you know. Jabez, call him the God of Israel. I want you to open your mouth and call him on the name that you know, the name that you have an encounter with. He can be the God of your business, the God of your career. He can be the God that you know that have intercepted. I call him the Jehovah El Ephesi, the God that knows how to come out and display me before men. I call him the Jehovah El Cornelo, the God that sees me in my desperate corner. I don't know what is the Jehovah to you. Open your mouth this morning and begin to call on your God. Levrimanas kofras jatamine kopalevra taminoska. Levivratos kovamene doska vra etole vimanatia. Lebibra kofala de menota lika koskopa. Lavreku damele koskopa leka brebuda salata. Zakopare bedimanako de givlatas kavla evremenos. Jotika paledo bli krofabadi. Nanos kofra egesta ratege binatos efi baladis savemenokotos kadia rifa venos alave dimana kefedos kovranada gelakota legevrinanos ovazeninanos kevelida las kavrenota villa emenotka lebrina kato zovila kavrada peleto jofra epedis kafranos delirasa. Father, we say thank you. I'm grateful, Father, for this moment. You are the God of my life, the monarch, the sustainer, the creator of everything and anything in between. We say thank you. Thank you, Father, because this morning we come with the understanding that as we begin to pour out our petitions, our emotions, our tears and everything before you, we are grateful that you will come true for us. We are grateful that you will come true for us. We are grateful that you will come true for us. If you can do it for Jabez, Father, you can still do it for me. Lord, I am created in the image and likeness of God, and so therefore I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. The Bible says, and Jabez cried unto the God of Israel, saying that thou wouldest bless me. What does it mean to be blessed? Number one, it means that you have to be fruitful. You have to be able to multiply. You have to be able to fill the earth. You have to be able to subdue it. So time will not permit me to break this very particular five statement. And you have to be able to have dominion. But if you look at your life right now, and this is why I say bring every of your emotion, are you going to say to me that literally your business is fruitful? Are you making enough profit for you to be able to stand and say, yes, I have succeeded in making within January to this very particular month, May, money that can outlast me for the next 1 year? If that is not there, then which means we need to cry, Lord, I call on, bless me. The ability for us to be able to multiply after that very particular business, you've created a business and the business is making fruitfulness. I mean, the business is making profit and cool. Can you be able to multiply that very particular ecosystem? That from one, it becomes five. For somebody, maybe your own case is the fact that you are two. Now you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb from two to become 20, for you to become whatever. But the ability for you to multiply, if you have one, we need to start beginning to see five. Not just one plus, I mean, not just one and one become two. Their multiplication effect is one plus one become 11. It now says the ability to fill the earth. Can we be able to guarantee to see that your voice is filling the earth? Can we be able to guarantee that we see that you have created an ecosystem that can sustain that your voice begin to be able to go round about the earth. It now says subdue it, which means insist that this very particular system that you have created cannot be able to shift. You see, at the end of it all, make sure that your name is stamped on earth, which is called the dominion factor. We're going to pray this morning, Lord, bless me. Bless me. I don't know what the blessing is for you, but every one of us have our own. I'm going to give us the next 5 minutes for us to open our mouth and begin to cry, Lord, bless me. Bless me. You can put in Africa, South Africa, your family, your cat and your dog, everything. Lord, bless me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lavre ekomana jate vradoska. Abimana sovemenaka vra etosko belina da shota. Lord, every katan de kuna. Lord, I call on your blessing this morning. Father, bless me. Let the multiplication effect, O Lord, that you routed, O Lord, in the life of Adam, Lord, let it find expression upon my life. Let Pradash. I speak the blessings. I speak the blessings of God. I speak the blessings of Abraham. Lord, it find expression. Ligo vradas gavila roshata abeneko barida gaske pelikrofada de binas kafrasha. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I call myself that I am fruitful. Lord, let fruitfulness become my lot and portion. Let fruitfulness in my body, fruitfulness in my marriage, fruitfulness with my gift, fruitfulness in my calling, fruitfulness in the assignment you have called me for. Lord, fruitfulness. Lord, bless me with the gift of fruitfulness. Lord, bless me with the gift of fruitfulness. Rata kovevina shovrata. Abila kromeneska fades kovrata sofrata. Labiko pale grebeneshota. Lord, I declare upon the land of South Africa, Lord, I speak fruitfulness. I declare, bless this land. Lord, bless this land. Bless this land. For the sake of us human that you have put in this land, Lord, I speak to the land of South Africa, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare fruitfulness upon the land of South Africa. I declare multiplication anointing. I declare the ability for South Africa to begin to fill the earth. Let the name and the narrative of South Africa begin to fill the earth. Good name. I come against every negative names that this country has been represented. I bring that spirit down. I declare South Africa begin to have dominion. South Africa begin to fill the earth. South Africa begin to subdue. South Africa begin to multiply. South Africa, I declare upon you this morning, levre ekopala jata brekuta zevila roseta. I bless the continent, the states on this continent. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Lavro ekevelenos kovra nadiga valato sovrenesha lebe kovra dasga velomane diskafranasha. I bless the nations of Algeria. I bless the nations of Angola. I speak blessing upon Benin. I speak blessing upon Botswana. I speak blessings upon Burkina Faso. I speak blessing upon Burundi. I speak blessing upon Cameroon. I speak the blessings of God upon Cape Verde. I speak the blessings of God upon Central African Republic. I speak the blessings of God upon Chad Republic. I speak the blessings of God upon Comoros, in the name of Jesus, I declare the Djibouti be blessed. I declare DR Congo be blessed. I declare Egypt be blessed. I declare Equatorial Guinea be blessed. I declare Eritrea be blessed. Oh, Levre Ofanashta. I declare Eswatini be blessed. Ethiopia be blessed. Gabon be blessed. Livromanasha. Gambia be blessed. Ghana be blessed. Guinea be blessed. Guinea-Bissau be blessed. In the name of Jesus, Ivory Coast be blessed, Kenya be blessed, Lesotho be blessed, Levranosko Vrinata, Liberia be blessed, Amanoko Vreteshkapa, Madagascar be blessed, Malawi be blessed, in the name of Jesus, Mali be blessed, and Vadis Kafrataza, Mauritius be blessed, Mauritania be blessed, Morocco be blessed, Abronos Kofata, Mozambique be blessed, Amenokrovadasha, Nigeria be blessed, Livrados Kofata, Namibia be blessed, Ekobada, Niger be blessed, Republic of Congo be blessed, Cabremono, Rwanda be blessed, Sao Tome be blessed in the name of Jesus. Senegal, receive the blessings of God. Seychelles, receive the blessings of God. Sierra Leone, receive the blessings of God. Somalia, receive the blessings of God. South Africa, Lord, I declare the blessings of God upon this nation. South Sudan, the blessings of God. Sudan, the blessings of God. Tanzania, receive the blessings of God. Togo, receive the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, Levreno, Tunisia, receive the blessings of God. Uganda, receive the blessings. Zambia, receive the blessings. Zimbabwe, receive the blessings. In the name of Jesus, I speak better things, better things, better things, better things in these nations. In the name of Jesus, I declare, Father, upon my life, in 1 minute, as we begin to end this very particular session, Father, in 1 minute, I speak upon my life, Lord, I am blessed. As I go out this morning, I enjoy the blessings. As I go out this morning, I enjoy the blessing, the blessings. Lord, you are creating ways for me to be fruitful. Lord, you are creating ways for me to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue, and to have dominion. Lord, I call a divine intervention that will provoke your blessing to be manifested upon my life in the name of Jesus. As I step out this morning, I step into meetings. Lord, I will be singled out for favor. I will be nominated for blessing. I declare that this day, Lord, I speak to the sun, the moon, the stars, the air, and everything as the earth. Father, as the day begins to bring forth, Father, so shall the blessing show up upon my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God's people say, the Bible now says, in still under same 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible says, and Jabez cried, and he says, enlarge my borders. You know, when we talk about the host place of the blessings, it's different from when we begin to say enlarge my borders. Like I said, many scriptures says that he was talking about enlarging my property. Some says he's talking about enlarging my capacity. Some say he's talking about enlarging what you call the land where I am currently. So enlargement there means the ability for you to stretch beyond. You know that there is something inside of you, but for strange reason, you can't find the ecosystem reflecting on the earth. You can't find it. For some of you currently, you've been staying in that very particular one room. It's high time for you to enlarge to a two-bedroom flat. It's high time for you to enlarge to a, what you call, to a five-bedroom. It's high time for you to enlarge to a mansion. If you're having one property, it's high time to enlarge to having 10 properties. It says, enlarge my coast. The borders that I am currently having. For some of us, the enlargement can be enlarge our mind for us to think differently. Enlarge. We're going to take the next 2 minutes again. We're going to pray. Lord, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge. I'm standing in the gap with myself and my wife and the things that we have in plan concerning our home. Lord, enlarge our coast. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Enlarge my coast. Lord, concerning this assignment, Lord, enlarge my coast. Enlarge it. Let doors be opened in the 54 African nations. Let doors be opened in the 54 African states. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every nation from Algeria to Zimbabwe. I declare, Father, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. I speak to South Africa. Your coast is enlarged. I speak to South African election. It shall be free. I declare enlargement of the heart of men for them to understand. It is not a do or die affair. It is a do and do again affair. Leko fra edebina crofagita. Lavreketosko pabele prabosko paleta. Lord, I speak enlargement, enlargement, enlargement upon my family. I declare Ella Michaela and Ephraim, they are real reality. Father, as far as touching the matters of my family ecosystem, in the name of Jesus, Lord, enlarge every pakota lekos kovra ledina krova de devedi fro epale fro diskata leko bedishka freedom and atasiatoza. Lord, enlarge, enlarge, enlarge. I pray for the heart of my friends, the heart of my partners, the heart of the pastors. Father, I declare on the 25th of May, enlarge their coast, enlarge their coast. Lord, everyone that has volunteered to be part of this project, Lord, wherever they are this morning, enlarge their coast. I pray for an enlargement of their spirit. I pray for an enlargement of their mind. I pray for an enlargement of their soul. I declare that barriers and borders be breaking out of their minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my capacity. Stretch me beyond my comfort zone. Stretch my faith. Stretch my spiritual walk. Stretch the grace that you have placed upon me. Stretch my family. Father, enlarge every side of it. In the name of Jesus, Ratos Koveleta, I speak upon everyone. Be enlarged in the name of Jesus. I speak upon platform. Be enlarged in the name of Jesus. I speak upon luminance. Be enlarged in the name of Jesus. I speak upon the giftings upon my hand and upon my wife's hand. Be enlarged. Let our gift and find expression in the heart of men. In the name of Jesus, rooms that needs to mention our name for enlargement, Lord, we activate that room in the realm of the spirit. We activate the room. We activate the meetings. We activate in the name of Jesus. Enlarge us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. The Bible now says, as after he finished praying that part, you know, I like this very particular one. It says, your hand upon me. My dear, in this kind of work in which we do, in the kind of influence that you are looking for in terms of making sure that your product cascade the nations of the earth, that your name be written on the chronicles of life, where you become not just a voice, but an epitome of a system to be able to eliminate. You are no more just an individual. You become an institution and a system. My dear, you need a hand though. A hand must sponsor that reality. Is what I call the signature of God upon the life of a man. The Bible says, and the man understand. It says, let your hand be upon me. What is the kind of hand we're talking about? The kind of hand that was stretched upon the life of Moses. That Moses, a runaway from Egypt, came back, and even Pharaoh could attest, there is another God in you. The kind of hand that will show upon your life where Nebuchadnezzar will have to rewrite his country constitution because there is one African that is living there and says, from today, I adjust the constitution. Everybody serve the God of this very particular guy. Let your hand be upon me. The kind of hand we are talking from God that will make a prisoner called Joseph, and the next morning the guy wake up. No permits, no nothing, nothing. And yet he was the second man as far as the land is concerned. Your hand upon me. The kind of hand we're talking about where a girl, a normal fragile girl, had no ground for her to compete for the muse beauty of that very particular land. But for strange reason, that was a hand that the Bible says, and all that saw Esther favored her. You know, that's what I call the aesthetic kind of blessing. You look at me, you favor me. It says, and the hand of God was upon them all. The hand of God was upon them all. The hand of God. The hand of God. We're going to take the next 3 minutes. We're going to pray. Lord, your hand. Your hand. Let your hand. As I'm saying this, I'm emotional. Let your hand for me, because I know the event we are going to be doing on the 25th. Lord, I beg you. You know, there's a prayer I pray. This is God. I use God, beg you. You know, that will sound funny for you, but when you don't even know who to use again, you use the invisible God to, because these are, for lack of a better word, these are men that sit in dimensions that only God who knows how it is. God, I use God, beg you. You know that you get to the point where you have to craft your own kind of prayer. God, I use God, beg you. Find a way of making your hand upon my life. Find a way of making a hand upon the Afri1 prayer rally. Find your hand on how to make the election. Let the people see that there is a hand that is making us not to steal this ballot paper. There is a hand that is making us not to rig the election of South Africa. There is a hand. There is a hand that is insisting that you don't kill Darlington. There is a hand. There is a hand that is insisting that all of what you have, recommend that man called Darlington into the next level of his life. There is a hand. He says, let your hand be upon me. My dear, when God's hand is upon your life, nay, no matter the distance, he will stretch it and pull you out of that very particular mess. If you think I'm lying, go and ask a man called Peter. Peter knew what the hand of God is. He knows. Ask Jonah when he was running away from his assignment. The Bible says, and God stretched his hand. He made a fish that has the poison inside the fish could make that guy fry literally in less than 1 hour. But the guy was in a cooling system. He was inside the water, but at that moment, he was having all manner of weather in there. Nice. If the guy feel like, I want this place to be hot, it will be hot. He sustained the activity of the fish to make sure that a man, for his purpose, is sustained in the womb of that very particular, what you call, shark. And the Bible says, after due process, the shark vomited the guy in the destination where he was supposed. What kind of free transportation is that? The hand. You may look at it as some certain whatever that, what's his name, Jonah did. But I see a hand of God that says, even in the place of my mess, and if I'm finding my way on the way to Tarshish, that is a hand that can be introduced that will make sure that I find my way back to Nineveh. It is called the hand of God. We're going to pray this prayer. Lord, let your hand, in the next 2 minutes, let your hand be upon, let it be visible upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, Lord, I pray your hand, your hand upon everyone prayer rally, your hand. Lord, let it not be the ideal of Darlington. Father, take this idea. Take this thought, take it, let your hand be visible. 25th of May, we call on your hand. Let men see your hand in the cloud. Let men see your hand at the church square. Let men see your hand. Father, demonic men will see your hand. Christ men will see your hand. Lord, your hand, in the name of Jesus. 25th of April, May, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you, the hand of God is upon you. The hand of God is upon you. 29th of May, the hand of God. My continent, Africa, the hand of God. It's visible upon all the states in Africa. It's visible upon all the states in Africa. Refa Moshkofa Sikra Ofertiba Likoda Deskavenata Vretosha. Lord, your hand upon my life. Lord, this assignment that you have called me for, it's a rare privilege and I'm grateful. But Lord, your hand. Lord, your hand. Moses says, I will not go if you do not go with me. And he says, I will go with you and I will give you rest. Lord, the hand of your movement with me. The hand of rest on every side. The hand of rest round about me. Rest in my business. Rest with the ministry. Rest in my marriage. Rest in my family. Rest with the constitution. Rest, rest. All round rest. Rafekufra atemenoska vidasht. Babe pupra ek. Kiloto benis kadaska rote gebela kadesko vra abale poludosha likota zata. Father, your hand upon me, your hand upon the works of my life, your hand, Lord, your hand to wage away evil vradane kofaleta zato koparida. Lord, let your signature on the 25th of May. I pray for every guest, everyone that will be climbing on that stage, everyone attending that event, they will see your hand. Lord, in advance, they will see your hand. They will see your hand. They will understand that there is a God in this church square. They will understand an encounter shifted. They will understand the fire of the Holy Ghost. They will understand. They will see Christ in the name of Jesus. I invoke, I insulate that day with the power of God, with the hand of God. I insulate that day with an encounter with the person of Christ. I insulate that day with an encounter with the person of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. Your hand upon Kanyisa, your hand upon Darlington, your hand upon Ephraim, your hand upon Ella, your hand upon Michaela, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, Lord. Lefre funashka fefi falaru tapilata. Lord, thank you. Lord, I ask that your hand become visible upon our lives in the name of Jesus. He now says, the fourth prayer point that Jabez made. He says, keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. Hear me. Sometimes there are stuff that a man can find themselves, and before you know what is going on, you're on your path to commit evil. You know, I was saying to a particular man of God, permit me not to mention his name, I said, see, the best of us who end up becoming a charlatan really did not start as charlatans. Keep me from evil. The fact that when Jabez was saying, keep me from evil, is because he knows that he had the capacity of doing evil. But he's saying, Lord, keep me from evil. The keep there is a two dimension. Keep me from doing evil and keep me away from those who wants to curse me, wants to do evil to my life. Keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. There are evil people everywhere, wicked people looking forward to cause you pain. Keep me from evil. Lord, I know that yes, when push comes to shove, I can become and become, but keep me from evil. Keep me. We're going to pray this prayer within the next 2 minutes. In fact, let's join the prayer. The fifth prayer point, it says that also it may not hurt me. There are many of us where evils have hurt us, and there are some of us where literally we have embodied pain for no just reason. And sometimes some of the pain literally can be the fact that the hope that you are expecting God defiled, then it dries your bone. It dries. You see, this work, let's even leave the work as humans. You get to a particular point where you have pushed. You have pushed in the best that you know with the resources available, and yet nothing happened. My dear, let me tell you, it can make you become angry. It can. It can sponsor bitterness in your heart. Keep me from evil. He knows. He says, may this not hurt me. Because why? The capacity to be hurt is there. We are humans. Do you notice that somebody can just say, you will see. You can take that see to you can take it to see death or see prosperity. Just by you will see. Keep me from evil and let me not be hurt. Let me look at it again. He said, keep me from evil so that it might not hurt me. There are many of us, we are hurt. The church is full of hurt people. Hurt people. It's full of it. Whereby you go around, you are looking for who to cause pain. Some of them, sometimes, you know, I hear some funny things the other day, I was laughing. Some people literally, we shall see, because I try to do this thing, it's not working. We shall see if this thing will work. It is big. You are talking from heart. I'm not. You are not talking from experience. You are talking from heart. I don't care how you want to spiritualize it. You are talking. We shall see if you make, the moment you say that, it's a heart. Like, why must it be this person? Why? The question I need to ask, that I ask people, why must it not be the person? Is the person not created in God's image? Is he not one with Christ? But when heart speak, you can hear. Heart has a language. Heart has a you can tell this statement here. And for me, it's for you to pray, Lord, teach me how to know statement that is from the heart or statement that is from a place of blessing. Let's join these two prayer points. Keep me from evil and may he not hurt me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Levrina ko shavrena veda deskafranas kapeloda. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we call on you. Keep me, darling, from evil. Lord, I know I have the capacity to do evil, but Lord, I call on your name. I ask this morning from the standpoint of your mercy, Lord, keep me from evil. Let evil be far from me. Keep me from evil. I speak upon 25th of May. There will be no evil. Lord, keep that rally from evil. Lord, everyone that may want to come in that place, anyone to cause evil, Lord, let their light go down. Let their leg be paralyzed. Let them go blind. Lord, do something that will make that rally not to have any record of evil. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the policemen, the soldiers, and all of the officiating security guys that will be coming out. Lord, give them the discerning spirit to wait off evil. Let it be recorded in the chronicles of South Africa that an event was done. There was no evil, no crime. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every handwriting of the devil that may want to bring evil upon the nation and the state Nigeria because it's hosted by Nigeria, Lord, keep me from evil. Keep Nigerians from evil. Keep all of the African nations in South Africa from evil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring an end to crime perpetrated, oh Lord, by foreigners. We bring an end to crime in the name of Jesus. Every demonic, evilish, devilish assignment called jobs that anyone is doing, Father, by your outstretched hands, begin to cause the business to fail, begin to cause their ecosystem to collapse, begin to bring their institutions down in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep me from evil. I declare this morning, Lord, let no pain be found in me. Every spot that is in me, Lord, I drop it on the table. I release hurt from my heart. I declare no more hurt anymore. Lord, I forgive. Somebody open your mouth. Begin to declare, I forgive all who has offended me. I release them from my heart. I hold no grudges to any man living or dead. I owe no one any grudge in the name of Jesus. All I owe men is blessings. I declare upon all the men on the earth, I bless you. The women, you are blessed. Those who like me and those who don't like me, I release blessings upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare, Father, the hold of hurt in my life, it's hereby destroyed. It's hereby destroyed by the power in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. I want to open your mouth and begin to appreciate God and say, Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for enlarging my coast. Thank you, Father, for making your hand visible upon my life. Thank you for keeping me from evil. And thank you from dealing with hurt in me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I return all the glory to you. I know that, God, you are hearing. Thank you for the peace that passeth all human understanding that I'm feeling right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, from the depth of my heart, I return all the glory to you. All the glory, Father, in my family, the glory in my life, the glory upon my wife, all. Lord, we return all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Everlasting Father, we want to thank you. I appreciate you, Father, because indeed you are the monarch of the universe. Father, we have brought our voice before you. And the Bible says, after Jabez finished prayed, and God granted his request. Lord, I join my faith with everyone who have prayed this right now and those praying it later. I ask that God grants our request with speedy answers. Lord, remove the vora for our sake. Let today be blessed beyond measure. Let the eyes of many that are blind begin to see. Let those who can't walk, be physical and spiritual, Father, create a motion. Put speed upon their feet in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life that this day you are blessed. This day I am blessed. I declare that as your feet find yourself in any of the mountains of influence, you will make profit. You will become fruitful. You will multiply. You will replenish. You will subdue and have dominion in the name of Jesus. I declare that as you go out this morning, you are a blessing to the society. I speak again one more time concerning the election of South Africa. It's going to be free. The people's life will be saved. There will be no war. No war. No war. No bloodshed. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because I know that May 25th, your hand is upon it. Your hand is upon it. Upon all the guests, upon all the leaders leading that day, your hand is upon it. Upon all the attendees, your hand is upon them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We return all the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And God's people say, amen. Family, we've come to the end of the program this morning. I want to encourage you, please and please, if the Lord has laid it in your heart for you to be a support to us, we are calling for your support. We're trusting that God is going to use you to be able to support this assignment that we're doing. So we are calling for you to join us in supporting. For those of you in Nigeria, you can be able to support using the AfriOne multi-card banking details that you're seeing on the screen. And for those of you here in South Africa, I want to encourage you, you can use the FNB here in South Africa. And so please and please, we are calling for your support. Let the Lord use you. Pray and say, Lord, what can I do on this rally? And as that is going on, the guest minister that will be ministering on that very particular day, one of them is, let me just quickly do a wrap up. One of them is Apostle George Martins from Nigeria. We'll also be having Ambassador Dr. Harry Musa Adams from Ghana, and also Pastor Pierre Enoch from Zambia. We'll be having also Apostle Samuel Tagole from Uganda. We'll also be having Reverend Dr. Ngozi Owusu from Nigeria. We'll also be having Apostle Cindy Siwe Kunene from Eswatini. Also, we'll be having from South Africa, we'll be having Apostle Zwake Jezile. We'll also be ministering on that day. And finally, but not the least, we'll be having Apostle Tabiso Mokhano from South Africa, who will be leading on that very particular day. And so please and please, I'm encouraging you, on the 25th of May, make it a point of contact. Make it a point of contact. Like I appeal to you all, that day, every foreigners and South Africans, let's come together. The venue is at the Church Square in Pretoria. You can see it right now on your screen. All political parties are invited. All participants come with your national flag. And for those of you the Lord has laid in your heart for you to sponsor this event, please, I encourage you, please use the number that you're currently seeing on the screen for you to reach out to us. Whatever you want to sponsor, there's a lot of opportunity to sponsor us to make your brand also be aware with the people that signed. Why not? Take advantage. With that being said this morning, let's share the grace together. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we are the dwelling house of the Lord forever and ever. And God's people saying, Amen. Bye for now. I'll